Sonny, I liked it without the piano.
I'm sorry?
I liked it better without the piano.
Yeah, I know. Getting that place hitting it every now and then.
It makes me think of the old church when they were in homes. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. Next Sunday, we will have one service at 11 a.m., normal 11 a.m. time. And so if you show up at 9, the Corbins might be here, but you, it might just be you and the Corbins fellowshipping. But 11 a.m., one service, our Christmas service. Wednesday night, the children will be having their time of remembering Christ. And then the following Wednesday, we'll be having our Christmas service, where Mr. Sonny is going to be leading us, and different ones of us coming together with Christmas hymns, so Christ-centered hymns. Looking forward to that time together, just coming to Dad's house and remembering him, an opportunity to honor him. So just wanted to fill some of you in. With that being said, I do want to mention, I don't normally do this, but I do want to mention, we've got some different ones not feeling well today. If we could, as a body, just be remembering them. Be remembering them as well. And we've also got some different ones in the body that have been witnessing and talking to some different ones. And we're praying to see those different ones come to know the Lord as well. And so just keep that in mind as a body, if you could, please. But 1 Peter chapter 5, if you would, look with me in verse 6. It says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time." One of the things that we like to do is after we have different coming togethers where the ladies had the cookie exchange and their Christmas time Bible study, waiting on those promises of God. And one of the things that we like to do is call different ones up and allow them to share. And so a lot of times, the way I've seen it when I've come to know the Lord, as you realize, I'm going to leave the 99, I'm going to go get the one. There's other things in Scripture, you know, seek first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added unto you. Delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And you realize that sometimes those promises, they're going to be in his time, not going to be in my time. But I remember early on, I kept waiting to get the phone call that they had found my mom gone, you know. But the day I got the phone call that she had given her life to the Lord, and she grew up in church, she said, "Son, I've rededicated my life to the Lord." I couldn't have been more excited. And then the day we kept waiting for news on my sister, and then for the day that Michelle got to lead my sister to the Lord. And so I'm very confident my brother is not going to be able to get away from the Lord. And so there's different things that God promises in Scripture. I also see it very well as, okay, well, what am I going to do until then, until that time comes? And in a way, the way my brain thinks, I oftentimes see it as a lot like a test. Okay, what will I do with this time that I now have? Will I use it to serve and glorify God with the life he's given me? Or will I try to work it out on my own? Will I fixate on it so much that I find myself going into depression? Will I look for relief in something else other than faith? And so a lot of times I see it like, okay, God goes, okay, what are you going to do? I've got this over here. The prodigal son wasn't going to get away. I got him. I got him tucked right over here. And at the right time, I'm going to rescue him. But now what are you going to do, O believer? What will you now do with the time that I've given you? Will you trust me? Or will you continue to try to work things out on your own in some form or fashion? So good opportunities for us to trust God at this time, especially as Christmas is approaching. But what I'd like to do is call up, I got three young ladies. Two of them are very hesitant, but well, actually, I think all three of you guys are. Janita, come on up. And I got, come on, Summer Helena, come on up. And we're going to let Miss Janina lead it off. Come on. Come on.
I'm shaking.
I know you are. But I just been real encouraged with all three of you young ladies. And I knew you guys had went to this time together with the ladies yesterday. Mm-hmm. And usually what we like to do is just allow certain ones to just share how the Lord really uses to minister to you and build you up in his son. And so you just want to share?
Well, this was my first cookie exchange.
Take your time. You're with family. Yeah. I'd hug you right now, but see, I'm still getting over to Cole's, so give me one of these. Come on. It's a good heart right here. Michelle and I have been meeting with Carmelo and Janina now for a while, and we've just seen so much growth in you and Carmelo, and we've just been so thankful for both of you.
Like I was, I keep saying it's crazy, but it's just God how he works.
Carmelo, come on up here with her now. You're up here now. Come on.
Be her support.
Good husband right there.
I got to speak a little bit with Kat and with Miss, with Anna. Like I was telling Kat, you know, the cookies was a treat, you know, and an extra thing. But I was waiting for the message, what God has, you know, for us. And I, like I was telling Kat, I just wanted to come and spend some time with the ladies. That's how I feel encouraged, you know, because they're my family. Like, same spirit and same mind, like they, you know, we're united.
Amen, brother.
And the message. It was a confirmation because during the week, you know, we're not perfect and God isn't, you know, God is working in us. You know, Gabriel is leaving tomorrow. And my family, my loved ones, and their salvation, the time, you know, Christmas, my parents, it's hard, but I looked during the week, I looked at the towel, the kitchen towel that we had exchanged. And it was Isaiah 40:31. And so I was like, Lord, what it means waiting? And so I was like, let me see, maybe pastor already preached on Isaiah. So let me go and look. And so I went through the years that took
the preachings.
And find Isaiah 40:31, and I heard the message, and it was so encouraging. And when I heard Miss Connie preach on waiting unto the Lord, and how I suppose, you know, how am I waiting in the process, it strengthens me and it gives me the peace that I need. And I know that God is going to do it. I know. If he did it for me, you know. But that's what I wanted to do.
Thank you. Come on, young ladies.
I was thinking about what I wanted to share, and I just thought about, like, women supporting women in the world. It just leads to more sin. But women supporting women in the church leads to, you know, doing what God wants you to do and encouraging them to do the right thing, even when it's difficult. So I saw a lot of that at the cookie exchange. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Come on over here. Now, Helena's our neighbor, for those of y'all who don't know. So okay. She grew up across the street from us. And so the boys are like your brothers. And you guys been playing a long time. And, I mean, y'all are older now, so now it's a different kind of relationship. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, she's been coming to church with us for many, many years. So we got a good relationship, don't we? All right, go ahead.
I enjoy the cookie exchange because it's a time where the ladies get together and have fellowship with one another. But I really enjoyed Miss Connie's devotional this year because it was about God's promises. And I thought to myself, do I doubt God, like his timing? But I was like, how could I? Because he wishes the best for us and me. But I put it into a perspective of, do I treat it as an item that I choose when I need it? Or do I put it in a perspective that I put my faith in God and let him choose when I need it? So I just want to finish off, don't doubt God, and his timing is perfect.
Amen. Yes. So you look back. Thank you, ladies. Look back at me in 1 Peter 5, a few verses down. Verse 10. It says, after you suffer for a little while, that is to say, gone through some affliction, there's been times of pain, but it's also a time of purifying. It brings us to that place of trusting him completely. And if we could have something to do with it, how terrible would that be? You know, the pride that would come out of that. After you suffer for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus. You see that eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. The first one there would be to repair what's been broken. There's been some hurt. There's been some pain. He's going to repair it. He's going to mend the hole in that net, and it's going to be better than it ever was before. I can tell you that my relationship with my mother and Michelle's relationship with her father, those few hours he was still alive, you forget everything that happened before it. It's all new. It's all yes. And God creates something out of nothing. It's what he does. You don't even remember the past. It's replaced with the new. That's the way God works. He'll confirm you. He's going to make you stable in your mind. So all that instability, stability in the mind, not vacillating back and forth. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to make you strong in your soul. And then he's going to make you stable in your soul. It's not like he's just going to show up once. He says, no, 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 no. This is eternal glory in Christ. You will be established. We could probably put in there 1 Corinthians 15, immovable. So when we stay focused on him, it's, in your proper time, Lord, you got it. I trust you. I'm leaving that in your hands. Until then, what will I do with the days he's given me? Good thing to remember, especially at this Christmas. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, may we be a people that leaves things in your hands. We know you're good. We know you got it. You're all powerful. You're loving. You're kind. You're merciful. Your loving kindness never ceases. It's new every morning. It's who you are. So, Lord, if that is who you are, then, Father, may we be a people that leave those things in your hands. And with the days that you've given us, however many they are, may we use them to serve you. May we use them to glorify you. May we use them to minister to others. May we use them to bring others to you. Lord, we love you. You are an amazing God. There is no one like you. In Jesus' name, amen.